Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. I think you've heard of good Christians, right? You've heard of active Christians, right? You've heard of loving Christians, right? But have you ever heard of shrewd Christians? Clever Christians. I mean, today Jesus takes a dishonest steward, a dishonest manager, a crook, and holds him up as a role model. Jesus says, "The children of this age are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the children of the light." Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Wall Street, algorithms on computers. If you have a magazine subscription, many people don't read paper anymore, but you know they give you reminders months ahead that or they're more shrewd than people that proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, that spread the gospel. I heard yes. And we have a situation, don't we? And as we dig into this parable of Jesus, this gospel reading today, Jesus wants us to act. He wants us to share our faith. When the manager loses his job, does he say, "Oh my goodness, isn't it terrible? Isn't it terrible?" and give up? No. He says, "Hey, here's the situation. Lost my job. Here's my pros. I can do this. My cons. I can't do that. Ah, I know what I'll do." And he acted on it. He did something. I think sometimes Christians, we see the concerns in the world and the problems in the world, and we say, ain't that a shame? But we don't do anything. We don't do anything. We can see that something's unjust or something needs to be addressed, but we don't say anything or do anything. There was a man, a pastor named Martin Niemöller. Martin Niemöller was a U-boat commander in World War I. He received the Iron Cross in Germany. And then he became a Lutheran pastor. And he spent the last 7 years of the Nazi regime in a concentration camp. He survived. And when he came out, he wrote this little speech. He said, "I didn't speak up." And it goes with, says this, "In Germany, the Nazis came first for the communists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Catholics, and I didn't speak up because I was a Lutheran. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak up." You know, what shall we do? What shall I do? The dishonest steward, he was in a bad situation, but he decided what to do. You know, we live in an era where the church is not as important. I mean, I'm amazed you're here today. I'm happy you're here today. I'm amazed Emma's baptized today. I'm happy she is, because we know that Jesus Christ is the answer to any problem in the world. But sometimes we don't shake our brains. We don't think creatively, imaginatively. As a Christian, how can we address the world situation? How can we work for peace? How can we work for justice? How can we work for forgiveness? Because a Christian always works and addresses the situation non-violently, forgivingly, in the way of Jesus Christ. No violence of thought, speech, or fist. And it's becoming clearer and clearer that we're getting like the first century gospel was to come not from a leader in a white horse that's going to be charismatic and show you the way. No, it's going to come from the baptized, from Emma's. And what's your daughter's name again?
Isabella.
Isabella. Bella, who's going to be baptized in how many weeks? Okay, we're going to say a prayer of thanksgiving for her, too. And it comes from Christians like you and me. It's grassroots. It's grassroots. This is where Jesus is going to be proclaimed today. So how can we be as sharp as the children of darkness? How can we be as sharp as Wall Street, as followers of Jesus Christ? Well, how many here read the Bible? Okay, we can improve on that. How many here pray? Okay. How many here are baptized? Okay. Good. When were you baptized? Okay. Do you know your date? You should celebrate that. Do you know who was there? Celebrate that. Do you know what it means to be baptized? That what happened to Emma today? Do you know who Jesus Christ is for you? What's your Christ story? Why do you say Jesus Christ is your Lord? What's your faith story? They don't. People out there, they hear so many words. They want to hear platitudes. They want to hear from your heart, from your soul, why Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior, how the Holy Spirit's working through you to let your light shine. They don't want to hear about this or that. They want to hear you. Because people have good BS detectors. And they can hear when they're hearing the truth, and they can hear when they're hearing other things than that. Know that you're loved by God. We know that. No, we're justified by grace. But then what do you do? What do you do out there? What do you do Monday through Saturday? Invite. Have you ever invited somebody to church with you? I know some have. If this is Jesus Christ is the most important jewel of your life, then you want to invite. You know, if I see a nice sunset, it means so much more to me if I invite Joan to see it with me. If Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, if he's the Savior of the world, if he's the answer to the world's problems, then you want to learn more about him. You want to grow in him. You want to return to your baptism. You're only baptized once, but you can affirm your baptism over and over every day. Die and rise with Christ. And tell people, can you say in 3 minutes what your faith story is? If you're convicted for being a Christian, could you say why you're a Christian? You know, I hear people say, oh, ain't it awful? Oh, it's terrible. They think just by saying that, the problem's solved. No. I mean, this unjust steward, he was a crook. I recommend you a crook. But when he found out he lost his job, his whole employment, he didn't go into the corner and go into a fetal position and start sucking his thumb and say, oh, it's so unfair. Oh, the world is so terrible. I can't do anything. No, what do? He used his brain. He had a problem. He had a plan. As Christians, we have a problem. We pray. We use our imagination now. A plan and power to God's love, to God's word. Oh, ain't it awful? The prices of everything are so high. I mean, there's some people now that really can't afford to get good food, and they have to decide, do I get medicine for my body, or do I give food to my children? Isn't it terrible? And these people in Gaza are starving to death in terrible things. Ain't it awful? Oh. Disciple of Christ, the question comes today, what are you going to do about it? Oh, you know, it's awful that kids are feeling more isolated, they're more into the computers, these algorithms, and they feel more to test the computer than to real people, and they get radicalized on a computer, and, you know, the people are getting more depressed, and feeling more isolated. Teenage suicide rates up, ain't it awful? Yeah. Today, the question is, disciple of Jesus, what are you going to do? This gun violence, it's horrible, it's destroying our nation. We have more guns than people in our nation. Young men that have political ideas are talking to other people to get guns down. Leaders of political parties answer the door at night, they get killed, their spouse gets killed, the dog gets killed. children go to school and they're hurt and worse, you know. And, you know, it's awful. It's awful. What are you going to do about it? Oh, what can I do? I'm just one person. These problems are so big. Yeah, they're big. But did you hear? She Emma received the Holy Spirit today. She received the gifts of the Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. You have the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence. We have this. We have the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, goodness, self-control. You have this. I have this. We can do something. You and you and you and you and you. We can do something.
One of my favorite stories is from St. Mother Teresa's story. This guy did something that goes along the beach in the morning, and he sees all these starfish are washed up on the beach, and they're hoping to die because the sun's going to kill them unless they get back in water. And they see somebody way out there, this guy's tossing starfish into the water. He comes up to him and says, "You're crazy, you can't save all these starfish." He said, "No, I can't. But let me say this one." The Lord Jesus sometimes has more confidence in us than we have in ourselves. Mark chapter 11, our Lord says to us, "Have faith in God. I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, 'Go and throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt it in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be done for you." You have the power. The question is, do you have the will? And I see many of you doing the will. Maybe not one of those who do not reach your help, and help with ice cream social, and they raise $2,000 in 2 hours for Lutheran World Relief. I see it. You have it. Now Jesus says today, use your mind, use your imagination, see how you can make a difference. So Emma's world will be a little better, and Oscar's world, and our grandchildren, and our great grandchildren, and our nieces and nephews can have a safer and better world in Jesus' name. You can do it. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. The double ain't gonna blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. The double ain't gonna blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine. The double ain't gonna blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
You think I'm crossing the line, you see? And there's pain, there's joy there too. And the biggest joy is you take your last breath on earth, you take your first breath of eternal life, and you see your Savior with his arms out, smiling, and saying, "Welcome, welcome, welcome, welcome." And then he, "Well done. Well done, good and faithful servant." The peace of God that passes all understanding, your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.